We're moving on to Rav Chalap on Parashat Bechukotai. Hashem describes how we will keep the statutes, the system of the Torah, and Hashem will walk among us. Hashem says, "Vayiti lachem nelokim, I will be your God, v'atem tiyu li la'am, and you will be my nation." So this is a unique phrase about Am Yisrael. The Jewish people is told, "I will be your God, you will be my nation." Explains Rav Chalap. We know that we have klal and prat. We have general concepts, and then we have specifics. The klal, the general concept is kabbalat ol malchut shemayim. When a person says, "I accept the yoke of heaven, I know Hashem is king, I'm supposed to adhere to His rules." The prat, the specifics, is fulfilling every mitzvah specifically. That's how we become the nation of Hashem. Atem tiyu li le'am. How are we Hashem's nation? When we fulfill the mitzvot. But what's the precursor? What's the precursor to the details? You accept that Hashem is king. Meaning there's step one, there's the klal, Hashem is king. And then there's the prat, we do His mitzvot. So the klal, that rule, precedes everything. And sometimes a person can lead a very observant lifestyle. They're very careful about every mitzvah and every chumrah. There's a joke they say that two yeshiva guys were talking one to the other. So one guy says to the other, he says, "I had a dream last night." He says, "Really?" He says, "You won't believe who spoke to me." He says, "Tell me who spoke to you." He says, "God spoke to me." So his friend says to him, "What does He have anything to do with your life?" So they're what? A person can be doing all the mitzvot, and what does God have to do with it? You're part of a yeshiva, you're part of a society, you're part of a community, you're looking for every chumrah, you want to make sure your neighbor knows you're doing every chumrah, your tzitzis have to be much longer than the next guy's, you're very good about doing all the mitzvot. But then you ask a guy, and they're bon shalom? Whatever. What do you mean, whatever? Says Rav Chalap, there's the rule that precedes the details. The rule is Hashem's king. And if that rule gets weakened a little bit, so then it says in heaven, they say about us, the Medrash says, "Chikitem le'torati," you waited to receive my Torah, you wanted my system, didn't you? "Lo chikitem le'malchuti," but you weren't waiting to receive me as king. The Medrash says, they're two different things. And even though they're really together, but a human being can separate them. He could say, "I lead a life of Torah, but is Hashem your king?" Whatever. Not whatever. Ol Malchut Shamayim, the yoke of heaven, comes first. Says Rav Chalap, the rule has to precede the details. That's why Hashem describes, "Vayiti lachem nelokim," Hashem says in our parasha, "I will be your God," meaning recognize that I'm your king, and then, "Atem tiyu li la'am." A guy told me that in California there are a lot of non-Jewish women that are converting to Judaism. I said, "Really? Why?" So, I'm not saying he's right. I don't want to say anything bad about any convert. No one has a right to judge anyone. But he said a line which was very interesting to me. He said, women look at life and they say, "I can marry a guy that will run around and get drunk and do all kinds of things and won't even think that he has to stay with me long term. And I have one type of lifestyle, and when I'm 50 and 60 and I lose my looks, I got very little to look forward to life." Or a woman can say, "I'm going to convert to Judaism, and I'll have a guy who will work his head off to finance the home. I'm going to have children that have a wonderful social life. I'm going to have a life where at 40, 50, 60, it only gets better. You start having grandchildren, you start having a larger family, you start having the benefits of all your investments the previous years. It's a good life." He said to me, "I'm not surprised that there are many women who want to convert to Judaism in California." So that was his description. Again, I don't think a person should start discussing other people's motives, if they're ulterior or not. But the idea, the concept of what he said, it's very easy to connect to the lifestyle of Judaism. There are a lot of benefits. There are a lot of perks to the details. But sometimes a person can forget the rule. The underlying principle is Hashem's king. It's not just about the system, about the community, about the lifestyle. There's an underlying rule here, and that's what the Medrash says, that in heaven sometimes Hashem complains about the Jewish people. He says, "You wanted my system, didn't you? But you didn't want my kingship." those two don't have to go hand in hand in a person's perception. Hashem says they have to go hand in hand. So that
they don't have to in reality.
In reality, they don't have to. And that's what Rav Chalap says. Even if a person fulfills the mitzvos, but they don't stem from that acceptance that Hashem is king in heaven, so then Hashem says that's not considered you're anticipating my mitzvot. Then it's not my mitzvot, it's the system you're enjoying. My mitzvot is based on Vayiti Lachem Elokim. Step one, says Hashem, is accept that I'm the king. Ari was waiting for us, sorry. Oh. Yeah. But what?
But they don't do all the details. I mean, first of all, the question is, do they really accept that God is capable? They think they're capable. And then the second question, because it was a little harsh last week, remember you mentioned about the woman who, you know, was caretaker for your grandpa's, you know, you felt bad for her that in the world to come, she will realize, even with good intentions, that she can serve Hashem in the correct way, which is a heavy statement, because it means that any non-Jew we know who's doing something wrong, but we have an obligation to say it or not. But that's the idea, is that, you know, is it that can you easily get lost in the other side of the point, where you do realize, you believe that, can you really realize Hashem is king? And not through the details. Is that possible?
So I thought that that's why the Mishnah says.
Did we stand over a bookshelf?
We have two versions of the Mishnah.
Let's bookshelf.
Amar Rabbi Yeshua Min Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua Min Korcha says, we know that Shema Vehoyem Shamoah and Vayomer are three parashiyot that are not written together. So, how come our sages said, Lama Kadma Shema Li Vayom Shamoah? Why does Shema precede Vayom Shamoah? In the Torah, first comes Parshas Vayomer, then comes Shema, then Vayom Shamoah. Why did the rabbis order it this way? שיקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים תחילה ואחר כך יקבל עליו עול מצוות. רבי שמעון קורח explains, one should first accept the yoke of heaven and then accept the yoke of מצוות. That's what it says in the Mishnah. יקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים ואחר כך יקבל עליו עול מצוות. Now, you open the Mishnah that's printed in the Gemara, you have a one-letter difference between our Mishnah in the Mishnah that's printed in the Gemara. And the Rash Sarileo, in his commentary on the Jerusalem Talmud, writes in a few places that these differences are intentional. There were different versions to the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, why does Shema precede Vayom Shamoa? Kidei sheikabel alav ol malchut shamayim tchila, a person should first accept the yoke of heaven, v'achar kach, and here there's going to be one letter different, it won't say yikabel, he will accept, but mikabel, he does accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvos. So I thought that maybe that's why this Mishnah has the word mikabel, because it should be a natural procession, like you're saying. The natural conclusion should be.
It's not how it works. It can work differently. Say you see like a lot of like more of the hippie type. They're very into accepting spirituality and everything, but not the gratifications that come with.
Okay, that's a good question.
That was the same thing as Ben Gurion, right? He accepted the Tanakh, but he didn't accept the Gemara.
Okay.